Velina me ke aloha. Greetings and welcome to the debut of Novello I Kauai Kuapapa, presented by Kumuhula Kehalani Kekua. The first volume in this new series is entitled Mai Kapiko o Kauai, Waiali Ali, The Umbilicus of Sacred Life Cycles. Kumu Kehalani is a revered cultural practitioner and master teacher of traditional hula born and raised on Kauai. As the hiapo, or firstborn in her family, she was reared in the customs of Hanai, freely given to be nurtured and groomed in hula by her maternal grandmother, Helen Kaipuwai Kekua Waiau. It is through her that Kehaulani inherited her family's generations-old lineage and practices of Kauai hula traditions. In 1945, Mrs. Waiau was granted permission by her elder kumu to share and teach hula outside of their immediate family for the first time. She traveled from one end of Kauai to the other, providing classes in communities island-wide. Kehaulani's earliest recollections of learning hula in her grandmother's hala was at the age of 2. Mrs. Waiau would not only be her first kumu hula, she would remain her primary kumu hula throughout her lifetime. Mrs. Waiau was adamant that her granddaughter also be exposed to other kumu to further her training. Kehaulani's teachers include the late hula masters Joseph Kamohai Kahaulelio and Leanaala Kalama Haini. She was also formally trained in chant and other aspects of Hawaiian culture, protocol, and ceremony with Master Kumu Mahina Keokeo Kelly, Pualani Kanakaole Kanahele, and Hokulani Holt. Kumu Kehaulani's foundation has been made firm through the collective teachings of these sources of ancient wisdom. Dedicated to her culture and community, Kumuhula Kehaulani Kekua has served on the boards of many cultural organizations and was elected to direct Ka'aha Hula Halaula, the fourth World Conference on Hula that was held on Kauai. She has also served as a judge for hula competitions, including the Kauai Mokihana Festival, Kumukahi Ukulele and Hula Festival, Hula O Na Keiki, and the All Japan Hula Championships in Tokyo. Her very own Halao Palaihiva o Kaipuwai represented the island of Kauai to deliver traditional protocols for the opening and closing ceremonies of the International Union for Conservation of Nature World Conservation Congress in 2016. Halau Palaihiva o Kaipuwai serves as the principal element and repository of traditional knowledge and practices that informs and inspires the greater vision and mission of the Kaipuwai Foundation. The halau makes its home at Studio Ha'a in Kapa'a on Kauai Island in Hawaii. The contents of this educational disc were written and recorded by Kumuhula Kehaulani Kekua in support of the Kekahu Foundation and KKCR Kauai Community Radio. The featured chants remain the intellectual property from the repository of Mele Pule, Mele Oli, and Mele Hula. Prayers, chants, and dances that have been entrusted to the lineage of Kaipuwai.
Chants are offered as a traditional means of announcing and introducing ourselves when we travel to different places. It is a generations-old custom to always approach places as a malihini, or visitor, with respect and dignity. The use of Inua Hawaii, or Hawaiian names, and elemental references of winds and rains and different landmarks enables us to introduce ourselves. We're able to share from where we have traveled from, and thus who we are. It also acknowledges the beauty of our destination and our hope to be received graciously by the ancestors and residents of these places that will host us. Carried gently by the Wai'opua winds from the verdant lands of the great sacred Wailua and over the large crested waves and currents of the Ka'ie'ie Channel, we humbly ask for guidance and safe passage of this inaugural journey of Novello I Kaua'i Kuapapa. Asking permission for entry is very important. Expressing our gratitude and humility is a must.
Ua laveia e kamak ni o i opua, mai i kua uli o i lua nui a ho anu. Ma luna na le kua lolo au ka i e i e. I kāna ni o halelea. Mahaloa e na māko, no ke aloha o kaua inui o mano. I kā malu kapuane e kapuahi, o kā magailehi. He ala na heleihi wahiwa, pū ili me ke ala o kawa ikini. A he elei ka ie ie, i ka poli o pihana kalani. O mā kona pula pula o palai hiva o kai puai, a hele o vale no ue. Aloha e, aloha e, aloha e.
Aloha mai kako e na ohana, nā hoa makamaka, a mena malihini mai kala hiki a kala kau o ke ia honua nei. O vau o ke haulani ke kua, ke kumuhula o halau palai hivo ka ipuai. I am so humbled and excited to welcome you to the launching of Novello I Kaua'i Kuapapa, KKCR Radio's brand new cultural series project. Inspired and immersed in the Vaihona or repository of Meleoli, Melehula, and Mo'olelo, Novello I Kaua'i Kuapapa provides us with a unique opportunity to journey to the heart of Kaua'i's ancient Vahipana or storied and celebrated places. O KKCR kahuile kio ku o ko anu Kaua'i. He huile kio kai aulu e paipai ia ai e ka lehulehu, a e ho'olele ana me ka ho'olaha ole. Na pahuhopu a KKCR, e ho'oulu i ka hoi, e a oaku, a e ho'ohau oli ho'i na hoa ho'olohe. E mālama, e ho'omau a e ho'olaule apui na mea me ka nohona Hawaii. He kahua o KKCR no nā leo a mena mele laha loa pū no me ka laha ole. O ke kahu Foundation, ka mea e ho'oholo ai a mau papahana le kio. KKCR is Kaua'i's independent, non-commercial, listener-supported community radio station. KKCR seeks to stimulate, educate, and entertain our audience, preserve, perpetuate, and celebrate Hawaiian culture, reflect the diversity of the local and world community. KKCR provides a forum for overlooked, suppressed, or underrepresented voices and music. The Kikahu Foundation facilitates this broadcasting opportunity. Kauai Community Radio's mission to preserve, perpetuate, and celebrate Hawaiian culture is fulfilled in part by our production of the Novelo I Kauai Kuapapa series. This project is generously funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Velina I Novelo I Kauai Kuapapa. This is my invitation to you to join me as I delve into the wisdom and heartbeat of ancient Kauai. I want to take a moment to highlight and expand upon the significance of Hawaiian names and the process of name giving, and even talk about how the name of this particular project came to be. Ola ka inoa is an olelo no eau or ancient Hawaiian proverb and poetical saying that literally translates as "the name lives." It is said when the name of a beloved deceased relative was given to a newborn child or descendant, through the name of the ancestor, that kupuna and the memories of that kupuna would live on for generations and generations to come. This olelo no eau also reminds me of the kuleana, or responsibilities, that we share collectively, whether we are of Hawaiian ancestry or not, or even if we were or weren't born and raised here. Names are such an important part of Hawaii nei, our culture, and our people. The Hawaiian tradition of names and name giving is a customary practice that involves complex and multifaceted processes. Ikawa kahiko, in ancient Hawaii, inoa or names were considered to be equally, if not more important and prized, than a physical, highly valued item. Even more precious than a canoe or the hooks of a lawaia or fisherman, or even an exquisite lei hulu or feather lei, a person's most personal possession was his or her name. In Nanai Ki Kumu Volume 1 by Pukui, Hartig, and Lee, it is noted that a Hawaiian name might tell the place and conditions of one's birth, reveal family lineage, an ancestor's occupation, and particular mana. Inoa might also define social distinctions. Names play a part in shaping the character, personality, even the fate and fortunes of the bearer. For me, my Inoa Hawaii, as well as the names of my ohana in my genealogy, connects me to the roots that are deeply embedded in these onehana, or the birth sands of Hawaii. When my sisters and I were born, the kuleana, or responsibility of naming all of us, belonged to our grandmother, Helen Kaipuwai Kekuawayo. She was a revered master kumuhula, raised in the traditions of not only Hawaiian chant and dance, but of prayer and spiritual healing as well. As the hiapu, or the firstborn of my sisters and I was exposed to her work from a very young age, and was provided one-on-one grooming to perpetuate the knowledge of our ohana traditions. Amongst them was the kuleana of imparting names to the next generation of children in our family. Indeed, this was and continues to be a great honor, but it also comes with deep responsibility as well, for names carry mana, or spiritual power. It also requires careful thought, patience, and attention is given to the entire process from the moment that the kuleana is accepted up until the keiki is born, the name is blessed, and imparted to the child. It is a sacred gift and a personal possession that will belong to the keiki, not only through the duration of its life, but well beyond and into the afterlife. This mana that I speak about has to do with the multiple layers of meaning that is infused into the words that become the name in its entirety. As such, pule no'ono'opono, or prayer and meditation, and the asking of permission from our kupuna or ancestors must be presented each time I put the task to thought and mind, for it must meet their approval as well. And for me, I'm simply the conduit or channel through which the name is presented, received, processed, interpreted, and finally given. There are several approaches that are taken in the tradition of Hawaiian names and name giving. And of course, that will vary from ohana to ohana or from family to family. Because words have mana or power in the Hawaiian language, we have to look at all of the possible meanings and connections to the words and name. And additionally, how it will hold and impart mana or energy and spiritual protection for the keiki as he or she grows up. Names are vessels of unique experiences, dreams, stories, and intellect, all of which attribute special characteristics that will empower the keiki as well. In Hawaiian, the word makawalu literally means eight eyes. It is one of several approaches that are taken in the tradition of Hawaiian name giving. To makawalu is to look at something and to understand it from different perspectives and seeing all possibilities that come with the shift of time and space, depending on from where and how you see and understand what is being presented. You know, sort of like a hologram shifts and changes with every tilt and turn and the reflection from the surrounding light. So not only looking at something from one side of the box, but sometimes we have to walk outside of the box and walk around it and take into consideration every viewplane, every perspective, to get a holistic understanding of really what is being presented for your consideration. These lengthy processes associated with names and name giving also applies to naming places, homes, structures, and even special projects such as this. Novello is a variant spelling of the word novello, literally novello, N-O-W-E-L-O, and novello, N-O-E-L-O, means to delve or seek as in knowledge. Novello I kawa I kua papa aims to seek out, dive into, connect to the special essence of Kauai through its fahipana, or storied and celebrated places. I want to share this story and experience that I recently had late one night, long after halau was finished. I was in the midst of reviewing hula choreography and the lyrics to a classical song written by Johnny Kamealoha Almeida. This word novello popped up before me. It was in one of the verses. Now, I had already selected a name for this project, but all of a sudden, I was immediately taken by its timely appearance. And this word was very familiar to me. And somehow, it was calling to me in a very interesting way. So I had to look it up again to see if there were other definitions that may expand upon this vision that I was trying so hard to bring to fruition. In Uncle Johnny Almeida's Mele Awana composition, Kiss Me Love, which is written all in Hawaiian with the exception of the title and the opening lines consisting of six words in English. Novello appears in the last verse. The literal translation is simple, without much descriptive fanfare. However, his prolific composition skills and the subtleties of kauna, or underlying meanings in this mele, always reveal more than that which meets the eyes and the ears of the listener. He closes his song by describing, Nani vale ke aloha o ka ipo, no velo I ka pili au au, haina ia mai ka puana, ku ulei aloha o oe no ia. Translated, those words simply say, the love of my sweetheart is truly wondrous, seeking to be at the other's side. Let the story be told, my beloved lay, it is truly you. So I sat with that for a while, and I kept saying it out loud, kept looking at the definition. And then all of a sudden, I remembered another favorite mele that the word novelo makes an appearance in. This other mele is a much older composition, and in fact, it's a chant that was composed in honor of Hawaii's last sovereign king, David Kalakaua. The king's full name is David Laamea Kamanana Kapu Mahinulani Nalo Yaehuokalani Lumialani Kalakaua. Every single name that he was given was done so in honor to protect and elevate his mana or spiritual power. King David Kalakaua reigned as Hawaii's mo'i from February 12, 1874 to January 20, 1891. He succeeded King Lunalilo as an elected monarch to the throne of Hawaii, winning against Queen Emma, the widow of King Kamehameha IV or Alexander Iolani Liholiho Kamehameha. On February 12, 1883, King Kalakaua held his coronation ceremony at the newly rebuilt Iolani Palace. Now, prior to his ascension to the throne, hula was outlawed and banned throughout Hawaii. However, the king's coronation ceremonies and celebration ran for 2 weeks and featured hula nightly. Invitations were sent out to various kumuhula to bring their halau to perform at the palace in honor of King David Kalakaua and his queen, Kapi'olani. The other chant that I recalled the word novelo in is entitled Ya'oe Kala. It was composed by the chiefess Nahinu, a cousin of the king's wife, Queen Kapi'olani. She had written this chant in 1881, just before Kalakaua left on his world tour. Nahinu was a renowned kaula, or seer, from Kauai Island, whose mele were profound and prophetic. It was presented to Kalakaua with the spirit and intention of a melepule, or prayer, that would guide and protect the king on his significant journey of circumnavigating the globe. The verse goes, Na ui no ii no velo aku pauna palipa aika ike ia. Translated, the words simply say, it is you who seek and delve till the solid cliffs yield their secrets. This is quite a profound discovery for me. It might appear to be not a big deal at all, but at that moment, I realized that I needed to somehow bring this word forward, novelo, and bring life to it for this project. So, you know, both Johnny Almeida and Nahinu use the word novelo as a noteworthy nuance. Almeida describes the seeking and acquiring of knowledge of a special person and sweetheart, and all that lifts that beautiful bond of two lovers. Nahinu captures the sophisticated and highly educated King Kalakaua as a regal head of state and as the first monarch to circumnavigate the globe. She writes of his quest to nurture and develop relationships with other world leaders of different countries. Kalakaua was a brilliant scholar. He was an author, composer, athlete, and more, who knew no bounds to acquiring knowledge and expertise. He had deep love and commitment in the ancient sciences, beliefs, and art forms of our Hawaiian ancestors as well, and saw immense value in the oral traditions of mo'olelo and hula. So literally, noelo and novelo, again, means to seek and delve, as in knowledge. Novelo i kawa i kua papa aims to search out,
to seek out, to dive into, connect to the spirit and the soul of Kauai through its wahipana, or storied and celebrated places.
Ai ya oe kala e alohi ni. Ya oe kala. Ya oe kala e alohi nei. Mana velela ua o ka honua. Ho ike a e oe a i ko unani. I ka mala mala ma o i ke la ke la. Nā ui no i ino velo aku, pauna pali pa aika i ke ia. I ke oe i ka nania o hihi mela, ka he neva i o lula ve mahali e. Mauna i lohia i ke ona ona, kaula nai kana ni me ke ki e ki e. Ki e ki e ka ala ni ka uma i luna, nā nai a e nā kapu o ka hiki. Hehi hehi kua nai ka nuku ale, i ke kai hala ila na mahali e. Ki ina i aku nā pai moku, i ho aku ili mano ue kalani. Mai a maua lanu i malini, au i o lali ho o kahi ai. O kala ma o ke au ko ko hokua, hoku lo ano u ko alakai. Lilo i mea ole na e nemi, lehe lehe eu eu hana loko ino. He ola o kalania mauaku, a kau i kea o mala mahalama. He aku mā koe o mai oe, o ka la kaua ala he inoa. Haina ia mai na kapuana, o ka la kaua ala he inoa. He inoa no ka la kaua.
You are now listening to Novello I Kauai Kuapapa, Volume 1, Mai Ka Piku o Kauai, Waiali Ali, The Umbilicus of Sacred Life Cycles, presented by KKCR Kauai Community Radio. Mahalo nui loa to Kumuhula Kehaulani Kekua for sharing her ike, perpetuating the ancient wisdom and knowledge of the Hawaiian culture and people. To learn more about the Novello series and to support Kauai Community Radio, please visit kkcr.org or call 808-826-7774. Novello I Kauai Kuapapa will continue after your local station's identification.
Geologically, Kauai is the oldest of the main inhabited islands located on the northern end of the Hawaiian chain. It is the most remote as well. Separated from Oahu Island, its closest volcanic sibling by 63 miles of the tempestuous channel known as Ka'ie'i. Translated simply as the Ie'ie vine, this channel is named after an endemic woody branching climber that grows luxuriantly in the pristine native forests of Hawaii. The Ka'ie'i channel is known for its strong and unpredictable currents that mimic the characteristics of this native Hawaiian plant that twists, winds, and turns up and around tree trunks and branches and plants in the native forest. The island of Kauai is fairly round and circular in shape. Rising from its very center is Mount Waialeale, the remnants of a shield volcano that has been dormant for more than 4 million years. Kawaikini, the highest peak of Mount Waialeale, stands at 5,243 feet high. And from this storied summit, our ancient ancestors divided the island of Kauai into 5 moku, or districts, with boundaries of natural landmarks that ran all the way down and out into the sea. Known as one of the wettest spots on the planet, Waialeale averages more than 450 inches of annual rainfall. From oral accounts that describe chiefly pilgrimages taken to the shrine of Ka'awako at its summit, acknowledgement of its healing waters by gods and goddesses, countless chants, stories, and more continue to inspire us today. Mai Kapiko Kauai, Waialeale is the umbilicus of sacred life cycles. Join me on this first huaka'i to Waialeale, the center and the original source from where Kauai's sacred waters flow.
Ai kauli luai ke anu uai ale ale. Kauli lua. Kauli luai te anu uai ale ale. He maka hala lo kale hua maka noi. Kali hilihi kuku I anu ai po. Ka hulu a ia uha ua I liki. Te hia e ta ua ua e ha I kanahele. Maui e ta pua ue I te anu. O ke kukuna vai le hua umoki hana. Ua hana ia a ponua pololei. Ua haina ia tunuoia oi. Ke ola noho iei o kia I loko. Ta ula nana I kamakani Holono ka halulu ka malua kele Ki e I halo maka I ki ole Kamau ka ea I ta halua ula Mehe kula lima ia noho vavai noho Mehe pūko a haka, hakala I vaahila, ta momotu a ta unu, unu lau o lehuai. A lehu lehu ke ta ponole a kahavina, e ala mai nei o ka pūka o ka hale. Thank you.
he noa no ka umealani.
Aia lale hua I alakai is a chant that comes from the epic Mo'olelo of Hi'iaka I ka poli o Pele, the youngest and favorite sister of Pele Honua Mea, Hawaii's illustrious goddess of fire and volcanoes. Hi'iaka has just started out on her journey when she and her companions come upon a small group of houses at the ohia-covered headlands of Mahina Kaka. A small family is mourning in deep sadness and grief, for their young daughter has been gravely ill for a long time. Despite the heavy burdens and worries that they are carrying, the girl's parents warmly welcome Hi'iaka, Pa'uo Pala'a, and Wahine o Ma'o into their home and prepare to host them with a meal and accommodations to rest. Although multiple attempts had been made by many to treat the girl, all had failed to produce any sign of improvement upon her health. It is here, in the early beginnings of Hi'iaka's journey, that we witness her very first experience as an amazing and profound healer. At the closing of the goddess's final prayers and ceremony, the young girl Malamanui awakens, vibrant and completely recovered from her illness. Astonishing her family with great surprise, she lifts her voice in chant, describing the places that her spirit had traveled to, from Hawaii Island all the way to Kauai, to the summit of Mount Waialeale, where she was nourished by its sacred waters and the beautiful lehua blossoms of Alakai.
Aia la lehua I alakai, o ulehua ulai aina e kamanu, a mae vai ke kai, nu ponu poloa kulai ke kai o hiloe. O hiloi, mai hiloi e ui hoi mai nei, I pā ia mai nei e ka malana I vāhi nei. E ke kiu vai lehua, e pā nei. Pā I ola I ke kai, mi mio e I kalai, e ho onoi kaua nuo mahina, e anu kou I kou hiki ana mai, e aloha mai, e aloha nō hui. Velina oi e hia kai ka poli, anō ai vale ke kipa malihini ana mai, aloha e, ai,
located on the plateau near Mount Waialeale is the Alakai Wilderness Preserve, more commonly known as the Alakai Swamp. The montane wet forest consists of a wondrous ecosystem of alpine bogs. It is often heavily shrouded in clouds, with ever-present swirling mists and rains that soak and saturate the ground. And because of this, all of the plant life that grow there are dwarfed and stunted in a most mysterious and magical way. Envisioning this sacred and storied place, I'm reminded of a verse. In the ancient chant, Hula Kauai no Kaumu Ali'i, the first pauku, or verses, take us directly to the summit of Waialeale. In the fourth verse, it cites, Anoka hela o pu'alinohau o alaka'i. Translate it. It describes clouds flow overhead, beautifully adorning alaka'i. Now that word linohau fine-tunes and perfects the imagery for me. Linohau means dressed to perfection, beautifully decorated, ornamented. And this has to do with the dewdrops and water that beads upon the branches and leaves of the plants and even off of the surface of the ground. Occasional light reflecting off of the sun and the clouds produce sparkles like shining gems and precious stones. In Hawaiian, alaka'i means to lead and direct. This is one of the primary sources of fresh water that feeds all of the streams and fills many of Kauai's aquifers. My most favorite things about the alaka'i are the red lehua makanoi, or misty-eyed lehua. When these diminutive trees are in full bloom, the ground appears to be covered with a red carpet of ohia lehua flowers. The following chant, Nalihilihi o kalehua makanoi, celebrates this amazing vista, adorned with miniature forests of the lehua makanoi. Nalihilihi are the stamens that are like beautiful eyelashes that flirt and entice admirers and passersby who visit the summit. The chant describes the cold chill and the various sights and special features of the landscape. Also mentioned is Mauna Hina, which is a sheer and mountainous cliff of Wainiha Valley in Ahupua'a that lies directly below. The long and arduous hike to Mauna Kilohana at the end of the Alaka'i Trail unveils a phenomenal view that includes Hanalei Bay and Kilauea Point, as well as the Sea of Haena far down below. Rare and native birds such as the amakihi, i'iwi, elepaio, and apapane are additional bonuses that may inspire you for years to come.
I, Nalihilihi o Kalehua Makanoi,
Nalihilihi,
Nalihilihi o Kalehua Makanoi, Noe Kalehua Makanoi, Vivo Ike Anue.
Nalihilihi,
Nalihilihi o kalehua makanoe, noe kalehua makanoe, vivo I te anue.
Anuakula,
Anuakula ike ala ki papala au, ala nui kuili makanaka o mauna hinae.
Anuakula,
Anua kula ike ala ki papala au, ala nui kuili makanaka o mauna hina e.
Ehina,
ehina ho o kahila o au vale no ehina pu no ka ua ika ahanui e.
Ehina,
ehina ho o kahila o au vale no ehina pu no ka ua ika ahanui e.
Alia,
alia la ha o e e.
Nalihilihi,
Nalihilihi o kalehua makanoe, noe kalehua makanoe, vivo I te anue.
Nalihilihi.
Nalihilihi o kalehua makanoe, noe kalehua makanoe, vivo ike anue.
Anua kula.
Anua kula ike alaki papala au ala nui kuili makanaka o mauna hinae.
Anua kula.
Anua kula ike alaki papala au ala nui kuili makanaka o mauna hinae.
Ehina.
E hina ho o kahila o au vale no e hina pu no ka ua i ka ahanui e.
E hina.
E hina ho o kahila o au vale no e hina pu no ka ua i ka ahanui e.
Alia.
Aliala ha oe ye. Hei no ano hi akai ka poli o pele.
The mele oli, or chant Hanuhanu Kawaikini, appears in the mo'olelo of Pele and Hi'iakai Kapolio Pele. The setting is at the fiery caldera and home of the goddess of fire and volcanoes and her ohana. Hi'iaka has just accepted the task to travel to Kauai to fetch the chief Lohiau Ipo from Haena. Pele summons the kahuwahine, or female stewards of the volcano, and directs them to make the finest pa'u, or skirts, to outfit their chiefess, Hi'iaka, for her journey. One by one, they present their skirts, each falling short of the expectations of Pele. The pa'u is not just a garment and piece of clothing that she will wear to travel, but instead will serve to guide and protect Hi'iaka from her enemies along the perilous journey. After all of the attendants had presented their skirts and failed, the kahuwahine pa'uo pala'a humbly took her place to offer her skirts. Placing her best skirt across of her shoulders at the hind of her neck, she lowered herself close to the ground to approach Hi'iaka in a bent-over walk, in respect and humility, while chanting this mele. Pa'uopala'a extols the majestic beauty and status of Kawaikini as the highest peak of Kauai that stands in the calm. Her words expand upon the importance of her journey and the many wahipana, or storied places, that await Hi'iaka's arrival on Kauai. Alaka'i, Kilohana, Hawailiki, Luia, Kahelekuakane, and Hihimanu are some of the wahipana that gives us a glimpse of the destinations to which Hi'iaka will travel.
Hano hano kawaikini kahai kamali. Kupuk pui lunana pai mauna o alakai. O hia ke kilohana i kanoi o haua i hiliki. I tu mauna lihau o ka ele guagane. A ka ua pehi bua hina no e ho o mu maila. Ke nana ku ka maha o ke ko o lau pua i kanae. E alava mali e ana ma ka pea hala o lu iai.
The mele oli, or chant Hanohano Kawaikini, appears in the mo'olelo of Pele and Hi'iakai Kapoli o Pele. The setting is at the fiery caldera and home of the goddess of fire and volcanoes and her ohana. Hi'iaka has just accepted the task to travel to Kauai to fetch the chief Lohiau Ipo from Haena. Pele summons the kahuwahine, or female stewards of the volcano, and directs them to make the finest pa'u, or skirts, to outfit their chiefess, Hi'iaka, for her journey. One by one, they present their skirts, each falling short of the expectations of Pele. The pa'u is not just a garment and piece of clothing that she will wear to travel, but instead will serve to guide and protect Hi'iaka from her enemies along the perilous journey. After all of the attendants had presented their skirts and failed, the kahuwahine pa'uo pala'a humbly took her place to offer her skirts. Placing her best skirt across of her shoulders at the hind of her neck, she lowered herself close to the ground to approach Hi'iaka in a bent-over walk in respect and humility while chanting this mele. Pa'uopala'a extols the majestic beauty and status of Kawaikini as the highest peak of Kauai that stands in the calm. Her words expand upon the importance of her journey and the many wahipana, or storied places, that await Hi'iaka's arrival on Kauai. Alaka'i, Kilohana, Hawailiki, Luia, Kahelikuakane, and Hihimanu are some of the wahipana that gives us a glimpse of the destinations to which Hi'iaka will travel.
Hano hano kawaikini kahai kamali kupu kupu ilunana paimauna o alakai. O hia ke kilohana i kanoi o haua ihiliki. I tu mauna lihau o ka ele guaga. A kaua pehi bua hina no e ho o mu maila. Ke nana ku ka maka o ke ko o lau pua i kana e. E alava mali e ana ma ka pe a hala o lu i ai. E de nana i o ia i man u. O ka lupa lupa. O kapalai vo gai buai, hinani he u i a neila.
We are so grateful for the immense aloha that Kauai of Mano Kalanipo continues to bestow upon us. This is a gift offering, a highly cherished lei, entwined with the fragrance from the summit of Waialeale and the highest peak of Kawaikini. It is a lei of ieie from the bosom of Pihana Kalani, presented as a descendant of Kaipuwai. This is the voice, indeed, just a humble voice, offered with the deepest sentiments of gratitude and aloha.
Mahalo e ana mākou no ke aloha o kaua inui o mano. I ka malu ka puane e ka puai, o ka magailei, he alana, he leihi vahiva, pu ili me te ala o ka vaikini. Ahe lei, ka ie ie I ka polio pihana kalani. O ma kona pula pula o palai vo kai puai. Ahele o valino ue. Aloha e, aloha e, aloha e.
This has been Novello I Kauai Kua Papa, Mai Ka Piko o Kauai, Waialeale, The Umbilicus of Sacred Life Cycles, presented by Kumuhula Kehaulani Kekua. Mahalo Nui Loa for learning with us. KKCR Kauai Community Radio strives to serve our community and the world by celebrating and perpetuating Hawaiian culture, language, and music. A'ohe hana nui ke aluia. No task is too big when done together by all. KKCR is volunteer-powered and listener-supported, so please kokua today by donating at kkcr.org or by calling 808-826-7774. E malama pono. Ame. Ahoi ho.